Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yep, he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. If you just tuned in, we're glad to have you here. Welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, thank you especially for that. You're all going to be glad you stayed around because Grace Marie Turner is with us. And as you know, Grace Marie is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of our good friends from many years back. She is one of the world's experts on public policy issues for healthcare. She testifies before Congress. She talks to world leaders all over the planet. When Grace Marie Turner speaks about healthcare issues, healthcare public policy issues especially, people listen. She's the editor of Empowering Healthcare Consumers Through Tax Reform. She's the president of the Galen Institute, which is a think tank focusing on healthcare public policy issues, and more importantly of all that, she's our good friend. Grace Marie, welcome back to the show.
Pleasure to be with you, Jim. And since we last spoke, I actually met for the first time in the Oval Office with the President. I've had a number of meetings with the President, but being invited to the Oval Office is a pretty cool thing.
Oh, Grace Marie, I'm so proud.
Talking about what the President and the administration are going to be doing in their next budget proposal and his next State of the Union address, because, you know, they've got one more year to sort of put the vision out there and talking
not
about
much,
how they're
not
going to
much time left. Well, I'll tell you, I've been invited to the White House to be where the President spoke, but I have not been to the Oval Office, so you got one on me there.
Well,
good for you.
You know, it's in your future, Jim.
Well, I don't know, but he knows your name. I have met him, but he knows your name, and that's, of course, he's known your name for a long time. What did you talk about with the President?
Well, there were five other policy people, and of course, the whole senior White House staff, from Andy Carr to Carl Rove to Al Hubbard, and you know, everybody that works for them, to talk about the administration's health policy proposal next year and some refinements. You know, they came up with an idea which I think is really quite sweeping and important, to give everybody a very generous tax deduction for buying health insurance, not just based at the workplace, but get it more like your mortgage, that you can get a deduction on your mortgage if you buy a house. Yeah.
Yeah.
The same thing with health insurance, only it was much more generous than the mortgage interest deduction.
So if you buy health care, you get a deduction. If you don't buy health care, you don't get the deduction.
Well, and the deduction is $15,000 for a family, so you get to take the whole $15,000, even if your policy only costs $6,000. So for most people, it was going to be a big tax cut.
Wow.
Big deal. But it's gotten a lot of pushback from Congress, and I think they're looking for ways to...
From the Democrats.
From the Democrats, but even from some Republicans.
Well, what Republicans are against this?
Well, Republicans say, you know, if you're at the lower end of the income scale, a deduction isn't worth very much to you, especially if you don't owe any tax.
Well, that's a good point. But shouldn't it be tax credit doesn't help if you're not paying taxes.
Well, if it's refundable, it does. It works like the earned income tax credit.
Right.
So you actually get the money. If whatever the credit is you're eligible for, you get the money.
But aren't the people in the lower income brackets, aren't they already covered?
Well, the lowest income brackets they are, but the 45 million people that Michael Moore talks about in his movie,
actually
says 50, but it's 45, who are uninsured, tend to be, 80% of them are working or dependents of people who are working. They're people who make too much to qualify for Medicaid or the state children's
health insurance
program.
They're in a gap, aren't they?
But they're in that, what we call the Galen gap.
Yeah.
You know, they make too much to qualify for public programs, and they don't have the good, high-paying jobs
so
or the
that's,
resources.
So that's who the 45 million are. It's not people, young people who are going to live forever, in their 20s are going to live forever, and they choose not to spend for health care?
Well, a lot of them are, and a lot of them are just sort of flowing through the system. About half of the uninsured are going to be insured in the next 4 months. They're people who are between jobs, they're between policies. But
some of those 45 million are small business owners.
Oh, absolutely. People who say, you know, it's more important to pay the rent on my building than it is to buy health insurance.
Yeah, or the payroll. They just can't afford it for themselves.
Exactly.
But now Congress, Democrats, and largely Hillary Clinton, Obama, I don't know what of the other Democrats, they think universal health care is the way, and so does Michael Moore.
Well, you know, universal health care is fine as long as everybody has health insurance that they're choosing voluntarily. But when the government tells you mandatory, you've got to buy health insurance, an individual mandate or an employer mandate, even worse, that you absolutely must buy health insurance under penalty of law. That's when you get into trouble, especially when the system is so expensive. People
can't afford it. Well, now, I'm going to hold on to that thought, Grace Marie, because you said something that I thought I'd never hear you say before. And you said universal health care is fine. I'm going to get you to defend that when we come back after these messages, because I got a question about that. Right after these messages, folks, we'll be right back with Grace Marie Turner. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And you need little sweet baby James there in the background. Welcome back. And my websites, folks, as you know, are smallbusinessadvocate.com, where you can listen to the archives of the past shows. You can subscribe to my free newsletter. You can check out our blog, which we update every weekday. And with articles and with the current shows, the blog is a multimedia blog, so it's not like anything else you've ever seen. And I know you wouldn't expect anything else from me. Check that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots and lots of stuff there that will help you. Whatever you have in your mind, we probably got something there that'll help you. Also, check out AskJim.biz, which is our knowledge base, the small business website, where you can ask a question and get an answer right now. And there's no barrier to enter there either. If you can get there, we'll let you in, hang out in both of those places, and become a little better manager, learn some things, and I hope you enjoy it. Grace Marie Turner is all over our website, especially smallbusinessadvocate.com, with all the interviews that she's done with us over the years, all the great information she's provided us. And she's the president of the Galen Institute. And your website, Grace Marie, is galen.org, right?
And I invite people to visit us there, absolutely.
And tell us a little bit about Galen.
We are a think tank specializing in healthcare. Unlike most of the other think tanks that focus on a broad range of domestic and foreign policy issues, we believe it's important enough to try to save the free market in the health sector to devote all of our time and energies to that, which we do.
Which is why, when you said in the last interview, last segment, universal health care is fine, I wanted to say, who are you and what have you done with my Grace Marie? I mean, have the pod people come and got my Grace Marie? Grace Marie, you have to take that back, Grace Marie. You have to take that back. Universal health care is not fine.
Well, now think about the term, Jim. Universal health care simply means that, or universal health care means everybody has health insurance. What I don't want is a single payer government run.
But that's what they're, but see, you're confused. Using our folks, because when Obama talks about health care, he talks about universal health care. When Hillary Clinton talks about health care, they say use universal health care. They're not talking about the same stuff you're talking about.
Well, then do not be fooled, because, you know, they're just saying this wonderful thing that everybody should have health insurance, and you say, yeah, that's right, everybody should have insurance. You know, if somebody has the bad sense to ride a motorcycle without a helmet and smash themselves into a wall and they don't have health insurance, you and I pay for that.
That's right.
So I want everybody to have health insurance to take care of themselves, especially for the big bills.
Exactly.
But I don't want the government to run the health care system.
I don't want
a universal government run health care system.
That's my Grace Marie. You know, Grace Marie, one of the things that Michael Moore holds out in his movie Sicko, it's basically a fiction.
It's a polemic, yes.
Yeah, but he holds out Canada as this great example of what we should try to focus on. But what's interesting is for the last several years, Canada has been getting away from their universal system, from their single payer system. In fact, according to our mutual friend David Graetzer, who was on the show a week or so ago, he says that Canada's doctors, who were once quiet on the issue of private health care, elected Brian Day as president of their organization, and he is a major critic of Canadian Medicare. Here's what Dr. Day says, quote, "This is a country," meaning Canada, "in which dogs can get a hip replacement in under a week and in which humans must wait up to 2 or 3 years."
Absolutely right. And David is certainly an authority physician.
Because he's a Canadian doctor.
He is a Canadian physician, and he is a member, works with the Manhattan Institute in New York, and he has written this wonderful book, The Cure, that I recommend to everybody. And he is absolutely on target. In Canada, you know, we see people streaming across the border to get health care.
So why are these people trying to hold that out? Why do they think people won't check behind them? Do they think we won't check the facts?
Michael Moore, not only Canada, but the United Kingdom, Cuba, for heaven's sakes, Michael Moore holds out as a utopian health care system. It's crazy. Those systems ration care. Their technology is antiquated. They don't provide the newest, latest drugs. There are a million people on waiting lists in England waiting for health care. 200,000 people trying to get on the waiting list. 800,000 people in Canada.
Here's the scenario that I worry about, Grace Marie. I worry that, and this is one of the great ironies, you know, Bill Clinton could have been a great president, but the irony of his behavior caused the Republicans to be to come into power, basically. And the irony of George Bush is that some of his policies may create an environment where people who believe universal health care is the way to go, give the government more power over our lives, those people may become elected in 2008. That's one of the things that I fear.
I do. I think that's a very, very big risk. And one thing I ask people to think about, every time you hear some politician telling you that we can have this utopian healthcare system, if we just get the profit motive out of our healthcare system, there's plenty of money to go around to cover everybody, give everybody all the healthcare they could possibly consume. Two things. P.G. O'Rourke, who says, if you think healthcare is expensive now, just wait till it's free.
Yeah.
And also to really look at what's happening in other systems and ask yourself, who's going to be in charge in decisions? Am I going to be in charge?
Right.
Or is some government bureaucracy?
As we've said many times before, folks, the future for sensible health care is for us to become consumers of health care services, not just patients. And that's going to be the key, I think, to the success of that industry in the 21st century. Tintel will be right back with Grace Marie Turner. She's the president of the Galen Institute. That's Galen, GALEN.org.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Grace Marie Turner, the president of the Galen Institute. That's galen.org. Grace Marie, the marketplace, the global marketplace, is moving away from the 20th century constructs where everybody who needs a job goes to work for a big company. The global marketplace is moving away from that, and I'll give you an example. A month ago, I was in Copenhagen. I was invited to go, along with a handful of other Americans, to go to Denmark to teach the Denmarks about how to become more entrepreneurial. Now, a country Now, that, as you know, they got all this socialism over there. They have universal health care in Denmark. A country that is completely happy with all of their socialism wouldn't be asking, how do I become more entrepreneurial? Because those are two different things. Complete socialism and entrepreneurship is like the difference between those two things is like the difference between lightning and lightning bug.
Well, and what you see in many European countries is they're moving more toward recognizing the importance of bringing private competition and markets and
you know why, don't you? Because their systems can't tax their people anymore, and they don't have the money to pay for the services that they must provide.
And you know, in every other sector of our economy, we know that we get to faster, better, cheaper by allowing entrepreneurs and risk takers and people with a better idea to come in and figure out how to bring efficiency into the system. But we don't allow that in our health sector. So is it any surprise that we wind up with a government-controlled, monopolistic, price-controlled sector that is prices are out of control? It's because we don't have enough competition.
And you know, Grace Marie, I think this is the most important component of the future of the U.S. economy for the 21st century, and here's why. The future of the U.S. economy is more, and the world economy, the world economies that are going to be the best in the 21st century are the ones that are entrepreneurial, and you cannot have an entrepreneurial economy if you don't have portability and market-based health care for the workers and the owners. And if we revert, Grace Marie, I'm serious, I'm very worried about this. If we revert to, and it would be a reversion, folks, if we revert to universal health care under somebody like Hillary or Obama, if we do that, then it will have the effect of setting back the entrepreneurial energy that this country has by maybe, who knows, maybe completely.
I think that is absolutely right. Healthcare represents 1/6 of our economy.
Yep.
And other countries, we actually had an event here where we brought health policy experts from Sweden, Canada, and England over here to talk with us about what it's really like to live under their healthcare system.
What did they say?
They said, you're crazy to think about moving in our direction.
Yeah.
Well, we're trying to get away from a government-run monopolistic system because we know it just can't work. Why on earth would you be trying to adopt something that we are realizing doesn't work?
You know, Grace Marie, 3 years ago this summer, I was in Stockholm in Sweden, and it was a beautiful country. It's idyllic when you go over there. The people are wonderful. They're happy people. You never met people who are happy who are taxed so much as they are. But you know, the week after we left, they provide full coverage, full everything for people who are mentally ill, who are in asylums over there. Everything's covered for them. But the week after we left, they literally turned thousands of their inmates out on the street because they couldn't afford to keep them anymore. Now that's what you've got when you've got a publicly, you know, a government-run system.
Well, and we do that in this country, but it's mostly because the psychiatrists are all talking about privacy and you can't confine people. But
right.
What happens is they don't take their drugs, and we wind up with people on the streets and homeless people because most of them are mentally ill and should be institutionalized. There's actually a big movement to realize that they would be better taken care of, and we could do that in this country. We could solve these problems if we would bring more entrepreneurial energy into our health sector and get away from price controls and government domination, not move more toward it.
We've got to become healthcare consumers just as much as we are healthcare patients.
And the market's beginning to offer opportunities. These new retail health clinics springing up in Walmarts and CVS stores around that say, prices posted. You know, your child has an ear infection, poison ivy, strep throat.
Mm-hmm.
7 days a week,
this is what
extended
it costs.
Hours, prices posted. Our economy can begin to solve this, begin
that's
to
right.
give people an incentive to get insurance that's affordable.
Grace Marie, we've got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here. It's always a pleasure. It's good to know you're on the job helping us out up there, Grace Marie.
We're for universal health care, but not single payer.
There you go. You're still scaring me, Grace Marie. Thank you very much. We'll see you next time. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I will see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.